News Talk Breakfast with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman.
In association with AIR.
On News Talk.
The crude and unfair CEO system must change. That's the view of the National Association of Principals and Deputies. Its director, Paul Crone, joins us now. Paul, what's your difficulty with the CEO system?
Good morning, Shane.
Good morning.
I suppose our difficulty with the CEO system is that students are not served best by the current process by which the points are the sole means by which they're allocated places in higher education. We've heard a lot recently about lotteries and random selection and grade inflation and all of that. And at the centre of that, there are students that are left without their place, without knowing what way they're going forward. And it's very impersonal. We spend a lot of time collecting a lot of information about students in school. That's not taken into consideration. For example, when a student moves from primary to secondary school, they come with their passport, which has all of their information on their academic performance, aptitudes, interests, all of that. They come into post-primary school. We do cognitive aptitude testing at the start, which helps us to track them academically, their strengths, their weaknesses. Then in fifth year, they do differential aptitude tests, which are DATS exams, again, helping the students or to find out information about the type of learner that they are, their abilities, their strengths, weaknesses, and all of that. And none of that is taken into consideration.
Okay. Let's tease out a couple of the issues. I mean, I think everyone agrees that, you know, the lottery for people with 625 points not getting on courses, that's solved by grade inflation, though, and by tackling grade inflation. That's not really a CEO problem. That's more about grade inflation, isn't it?
Not necessarily, to be fair.
But didn't really exist in my day when, you know, you got very few people getting top points.
Yeah, and that is true in my day too. And I mean, I heard the universities explaining the grade inflation from their own point of view as they teach differently. They encourage the students to take autonomy, learning to learn. They are the key skills of the junior cycle, and they will hopefully continue on into senior cycle. So academic performance is one aspect, and it must be one aspect of the selection for places in higher ed. But it is only one leg, I believe, of a stool, and the other legs need to be given equal weight. So the grade inflation is only really important if it's the sole means by which students are offered places.
Okay. So what other methods should we be looking at? Because I know as well you refer to the grinds culture that exists. And I'm not an expert in the Leaving Cert by any means, but one thing that does strike me is it's become more about the tricks of doing well in the Leaving Cert, the methods that you have. And if you learn them, you will tend to do better. It's less of an academic exercise even. Like, are there things we should be doing? I know in America, you have to write an essay looking to, you know, to appeal to the people in the university as to why you'd be ideal to do that course. I mean, are they the kind of things we should be looking at?
Well, there's flaws in that too.
But
the same with the system, the UCAS system for entry into the UK. But at least they're taking more than just converting the student's academic performance into a three-figure number and producing a list and offering places on the basis of that. We do need to look at some sort of student profile that the universities take into consideration. We do need to look at more general entry courses. For example, the example that I used before is general entry into science, and let the universities get to know the students, let the students get to know the universities during the first year and the processes.
And they do that in the States, don't they? Like you would do a general degree,
yes,
and then you'd go to law school after it.
They do that, and they let them in the US plot their own way through their degree, and you can do it in 4 years or you can do it in 5 years. That's not how we traditionally have done it here. We tended to have bespoke courses. I mean, one example, I spoke to a parent whose child was offered a place in a course and they needed over 500 points. When they got into the course, there was 10 students in the course, but yet they were sitting in lectures with over 200. So how were the points calculated? And what we need to actually scrutinize all of that to see how can we better serve the students.
Okay. Probably the best argument in favour of the CAO, though, is it's free from interference. It's, you know, while it might be flawed, it's not who you know or who your father or who your mother is. It's free from influence, outside influence.
And that is true, but the outside influence is the gaming of the system through the grinds culture and people who are not focusing on the holistic element of education, but rather just teaching to the exam and, as you said earlier, the tips and tricks to get a better result.
Final question, do you believe it will ever change?
I'm always optimistic and hopeful. It won't change unless people come out and call it out. And that's, I suppose, what I'm doing in the hope that there will be meaningful engagement for it to change.
Paul Crone, Director of the National Association of Principals and Deputies. Thank you for talking to News Talk Breakfast.
News Talk Breakfast with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman.
In association with AIR.
Weekday mornings at 7 on News Talk.